May 17, 2026 Productivity The Developer Reading List Problem. Listen to this article 7 minutes download MP3. It is 11:47 p.m. You have been debugging a memory leak for 3 hours. You finally find the answer in a GitHub issue from 2023, a specific combination of library versions that causes the allocator to hold references longer than expected. The fix is 2 lines. You apply it, verify the leak is gone, and close the tab. Then you think, I should save that. This will definitely come up again. You bookmark it. Or you send it to a Read Later app. Or you paste the URL into a note somewhere. The article joins a collection of hundreds of similar saves, documentation pages, tutorials, Stack Overflow threads, blog posts that solved specific problems at specific moments. 6 months later, you hit a similar memory issue. You know you saved something about this. You remember the late night, the relief of finding the fix. But you cannot find the article. The title does not mention memory leaks. The URL is meaningless. Your search returns nothing because you do not remember what words were in the article, only the problem it solved. How developers actually read developer reading is not leisure reading. It is problem solving. The articles you consume are not chosen for entertainment or general education. They are chosen because you are stuck on something specific, and the article might unstick you. This changes the relationship between saving and retrieval. When you save a general interest article, you might remember its topic. That article about climate change or the one about productivity systems. The topic is the retrieval key. When you save a technical article, the topic is often too narrow or too generic to serve as a retrieval key. The article about Python memory management could describe hundreds of pieces you have read. What makes a specific article valuable is not its topic but the specific problem it addressed at the specific moment you read it. You saved it because it fixed something. 6 months later, you need to fix that something again. But the connection between the problem and the article exists only in your memory of that debugging session. If the memory fades, the connection breaks. The context gap. The problem is not poor organization. The problem is that the context that makes an article valuable exists at save time but not at retrieval time. When you saved that Redis caching article, you were in the middle of an authentication refactor. The auth system was hitting the database too often. Redis was the solution. The article explained a specific caching pattern. The value of the article was its relevance to auth refactoring, not its topic of Redis caching. 6 months later, you are working on a different feature. Latency is bad. Caching might help. You think, I know I read something about this. But you do not search for auth refactor because that is not the current problem. You search for caching or Redis and get back dozens of results, none of which feel like the one you remember. The context has shifted. Your mental state at retrieval time does not match your mental state at save time. The article is still relevant, the caching pattern works regardless of what feature you are building, but the path from current problem to saved solution is blocked. The Stack Overflow graveyard. There is a specific category of developer save that exemplifies this problem, the Stack Overflow answer that fixed your exact issue. You spent hours on a bug. Nothing worked. Then you found a Stack Overflow thread where someone had the same obscure problem. The accepted answer was wrong, but the third comment on the second answer had a one-liner that fixed everything. You bookmarked the page. The thread title is something like Error when running application. The accepted answer discusses a completely different issue. The comment that saved you is buried. There are no tags that connect this thread to your specific use case. The URL is a number. You will never find this page again through search. The only way back is remembering the exact circumstances of the debugging session that led you there. As those circumstances fade, so does your access to the solution. This happens repeatedly. Over years, developers accumulate dozens or hundreds of these saves, pages that solve specific problems, impossible to rediscover through any normal search mechanism. The collection grows larger and less useful simultaneously. Why search fails here? Traditional search requires you to already know what you are looking for. You type keywords. the search engine finds documents containing those keywords. If you remember what is in the article, you can find it. If you only remember why you saved it, you cannot. Full-text search makes this worse in some ways. A Redis caching article contains the words Redis and caching thousands of times. So does every other Redis caching article. Full-text search cannot distinguish between the article that solved your specific auth performance problem and the introductory tutorial that explains what Redis is. Tag-based organization fares slightly better. If you tag the article with auth and performance at save time, you might find it by searching those tags. But this requires the discipline to tag everything meaningfully at the moment of saving, which is usually the moment you are relieved that the bug is fixed and eager to move on. The fundamental problem is that the retrieval mechanism assumes static content with stable keywords. Developer problem solving is dynamic. The same article can be relevant to different problems at different times, for different reasons. Keywords capture what the article says. They do not capture what problem it might solve for you. What semantic retrieval enables semantic retrieval changes the retrieval mechanism. Instead of matching keywords, it matches meaning. You describe your current problem in natural language, and the system finds saved content that addresses problems similar to yours. This works because the connection between problem and solution is semantic, not lexical. The Redis caching article does not contain the words auth refactor or database hitting too often. But it does discuss the same category of problem, reducing repeated calls to a slow resource. A retrieval system that understands meaning can make that connection even when the keywords do not match. The implication is significant: you can search by problem instead of by content. My API is making too many database calls can surface the Redis caching article, the database connection pooling tutorial, and the query optimization guide, all of which address the problem, even though they use different vocabulary. This is closer to how human memory works. You do not remember articles by their titles. You remember them by what they helped you do. A retrieval system that operates on the same principle aligns with your natural way of thinking about your saved content. The compounding value: most reading list tools become less useful as they grow. More saves means more noise. The marginal value of saving one more article decreases as the total collection increases because the likelihood of finding any specific article decreases with scale. Semantic retrieval inverts this dynamic. A larger collection means more potential solutions to surface for any given problem. The developer who has 3 years of saved technical content and can query it semantically has an advantage over the developer who started saving last week. This is the compounding value of a well-organized technical library. Not organization in the sense of folders and tags that does not scale, but organization in the sense of meaningful retrieval. Every article you save becomes part of a resource you can actually access. The late-night debugging session is no longer a one-time event. The article that fixed the memory leak is findable the next time you hit a memory issue. The Stack Overflow comment that saved you is accessible even after you forget the exact thread. The context that made each save valuable is preserved in the semantic layer. Not dependent on your fallible memory. This is what a developer reading list should be, a resource that gets more useful as you add to it. Not a graveyard where good articles go to be forgotten, but a library you can actually consult when you need it. Back to News TriClip, save now. Find it when it matters. Clip by Pickle. Semantic search for your reading library. Save articles, tutorials, and documentation. Search by problem, not by title. Learn more about Clip.